Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, everybody.
Today.
I'm glad I took part of my cans off my ears because it was already loud. I don't know who was sitting here, but...
Can it.
Yeah, you're going to think, can it. Clowny.
What was that, cram it? No, that was can it, I said. I said can it, not cram it. Today is August 28th.
Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, remember that cram at Clowny? Well, it's been a while. It's a bozo coming. No-no. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bozo no-no.
Boy, that's an old joke. That's a dad joke. Anyway, Sunday, August 28th, 2022. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results. Can't speak very well half the time, but, you know, brought to you by MountaintopMedia.com and Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. They're licensed and bonded. You can call them at 530-605-9575. And a big shout-out to Big O Tires, Jay, Dusty, and the gang over there. What a bunch of great guys.
Hi! Great guys!
Oh, that was I was waving at
Raposo. Like, okay.
See you later. Bye. No. Liam is in the studio producing, doing a great job. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, an immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes, and she has heard more BS than a BLS meeting.
Good morning.
And the kids.
And it's just starting.
And the kid's not here that rocks.
No, he's on assignment.
He's on assignment.
Yeah.
Okay. So well, let's see what else we got. We got a bunch of stuff as usual. I mean,
well, we got announcements. Don't forget.
There
you know,
go.
We're always talking about getting plugged in and supporting local candidates. Don't forget that Chris Kellstrom is going to have another fundraiser. It is going to be September 8th. And we're going to be at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Dinner at 6:30. Remember, it's going to be air conditioning, rock and peas, doing the food. So come show your support on that. If you need tickets, you can get them at Jones Fort or Dill's Deli or Woody's Barbecue, Barbershop Barbecue. And so
yes.
Table of Eight is $400, and you get raffle $200 worth of raffle tickets.
I think they're going to be doing some other stuff, too. Like
yeah.
I think there's, I don't know. Exactly.
Also, remember if, what was the date? Veterans, get in for free.
Oh, yeah. Right. Veterans and I believe hunters.
Right. Until like September 3rd.
But you gotta register first. You can't,
right.
You can't do it at the door. You gotta register.
You gotta register by September 3rd. I do believe on that. So come show your support on that.
So you get in free if you were a veteran or you have a hunting license.
That's right. Don't forget, I know it's a little ways out, but we do have November coming right around the corner. So we got Veterans Day, 11/11.
Elections.
Actually, they're going to go ahead and do a ceremony out at the Veterans Cemetery this year on 11/11 at 11. We haven't been able to do that for a while. And then On the 5th of November, we got the parade in Shasta Lake City. So come show your support. It's a great event. Show your support for the veterans out there. It's one of the biggest parades there is. So that is November 5th at 10 a.m.
When is the election? The 2nd?
The 8th.
The 8th.
So the elections are November 8th.
Ah, wow.
So you got to go out for that.
Not very far away.
No. And hopefully we'll have a lot of people, you know, observing and paying attention and videotaping and...
Attention?
Paying attention.
They're going to be paying attention.
And being attention, yeah, because of all the crap that's going on with our elections.
There's nothing going on. They're legitimate, yeah. That's why everyone's screwed up.
They might be, but I doubt it.
So we've got a pretty fast-paced show as usual.
Oh, one last thing. A big
shout-out.
You're
just going to interrupt me every time I start.
Yep. A big shout-out to Frank Rose.
Oh,
get better.
He's our
mascot. We miss you, and we love you dearly.
There you have it.
I was scared when I got here this morning and Frank wasn't here, so that's a relief to know that he's...
He's okay.
Okay. No, he always beats me here.
I know.
Here, and I was like, where's Frank?
Yeah. He's a great guy.
So, he's wonderful.
Yeah. So get better. We love you.
All right. Very good. All right. So we have a very fast-moving show today, as usual.
All right.
I just was waiting for you to interrupt me again. I wasn't sure.
I was going to say, how's it feel?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
There we go.
It's already started. Okay, so I got a few clips here. I'm not sure which one I want to start with first. I'm not sure if I want to do the We Lie to You news or Is America Losing Its Mind?
All of the above. Yeah, that's a hard decision there.
Let's go with JP for a little comedy relief. We Lie to You news today. And it kind of, you know, tease up a bunch of stuff here, what has been going on. I love his brand of humor, the tongue-in-cheek stuff, where he's actually making fun by telling you the truth.
Truth.
So are we all hooked up there, Liam?
We are good to go.
All right, here's JP Sears and We Lie to You News.
Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We can't believe you're dumb enough to keep watching, but here we go. Our top stories tonight. Biden's head and the Chinese Communist Party influence our upcoming midterm elections. Fauci's done. Liz Cheney's awesome. Some other garbage. And L.A. notches its infinity level up yet again. Listen closely, because the more you do, the more we control you. Let's get into it. In order to uphold a democracy... One would think that you would need to enlist the help of democracy-destroying communists. And that's exactly what President Bicycle Brandon has done. President Hunter's dad is having China-owned TikTok censor what they deem to be harmful and false narratives surrounding our upcoming midterm elections. This, of course, is on top of the World Economic Forum, Facebook, and Twitter, all announcing they'll be censoring narratives around the midterm elections that aren't based on our narrative.
I think we're going to be getting censored.
And with 99% of all online political donations made by Twitter employees going to Democrats, we can only expect a fair and balanced approach to censorship, as it always is. And in contrast to President Biden's censoring partnership with TikTok, while in office, President Trump announced that he was going to ban TikTok in order to protect America from the Communist Party that controls it. But Biden trumps Trump by having TikTok get involved directly with U.S. elections. President Biden and the trustworthy people in the shadows that pull the strings know that having communists destroy democratic free speech in order to alter democratic elections is the only sensible way to uphold a democracy. And we assure you that our national security has never been stronger, because at least the communists working with the White House in order to censor Americans' free speech are from a foreign country. And in other election news, with the primaries that have already passed, we'd like to offer our condolences to Dick Cheney's unaborted clump of cells named Liz that lost by the narrowest of Grand Canyon-sized margins, almost 40 points. Upon her loss, the warmonger, who's a leftist disguised as a conservative, decided that a good way to recover from her loss might be to run for president. That way, she can lose by an even bigger margin, which will probably make her feel better about her primary loss. Next up, Lord Fauci, who's previously announced he would be retiring at the end of Biden's term, has re-announced he'll be retiring even earlier, this December. Unless that's when the deep state plans on ending Biden's term, that could still make it the same, but we'll see. And for the extremists who feel relief that Fauci is stepping down off his unelected throne, don't expect the next guy to be any different. Though he's retiring, Dr. Wuttenberg Code says his efforts won't stop. He stated he'll continue to use his expertise to advance science and health. Thank God. Because that's like living in a haunted house and the ghost retires so he can haunt you even more, which is better. Hopefully the Fauci effect will live on strong. What is the Fauci effect, you ask? Well, recently, Fauci sat down with people who can somehow stand him and explained what the Fauci effect is. Take a look.
It's called the Fauci effect. And what I symbolize in an era of the normalization of untruths and lies and all the things you're seeing going on in society from January 6th to everything else that goes on, people are craving for consistency, for integrity, for truth, and for people caring about people.
When he retires, does that mean he'll get away scot-free with the consistency, integrity, and truth that he's haunted the country with? Well, Senator Rand Paul doesn't think so. Upon Fauci's retirement announcement, Senator Paul tweeted this. Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. He will be asked to testify under oath regarding any discussions he participated in concerning the lab leak. Well, with service-oriented statements like that, we can expect Senator Paul to be kicked off of Twitter real soon. If they do what they're supposed to. On the topic, The Daily Wire's Tim Mead curiously says, Fauci will retire right after potential red wave sweeps Congress? I'm sure that's just a coincidence. A red wave sweeping Congress? Not if we can help it. Please refer to our top story once again. But to further protect against a Democratic election that could have a red wave plaguing Congress, insider information has it that another lockdown is being planned for October 16th. Stay tuned to see if this plan is carried out. Assuming the lockdowns happen to protect against a yet-to-be-released disease, you can expect ultra-reliable mail-in ballots to be used for the midterm elections to ensure our democracy doesn't miss a beat. In other news, everything that happens in California is pretty intelligent. And now, with zero cases of corona being detected in animals, L.A. County is coming to the rescue by offering free corona tests for animals. These free tests are being paid for by the CDC, which kind of means they're absolutely not free, because you're the one paying for them. But it's worth it, because the benevolent unelected leaders at the CDC are protecting you from catching diseases from animals that don't have those diseases. Your tax dollars are once again paying off as they're working against you. And on that note, you've probably already heard the IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents to work against you. But what they don't want you to know is that part of the job description is being willing to carry a firearm and use deadly force. This just in! We want you to think that guns are bad. Unless they're guns that can be used against you, then they're good. And in unrelated news, the IRS has also bought over 5 million rounds of ammunition that you paid for so they can use it against you. But only if they want to. Why does the IRS need millions of rounds of ammunition and require their 87,000 new troops to use deadly force if necessary? Well, probably not for any of the IRS's current responsibilities, but much like hockey, you don't pass the puck to where the player is. You pass the puck to where they're gonna be. So we can only imagine, with great delight, what the IRS's new responsibilities will be in the months and years to come under the current regime's guidance. Might they be preparing to audit more than your taxes? Perhaps audit your social credit score? Auditing your compliance with mandates? Or perhaps auditing your obedience against the First Amendment? We can only hope so, because America is the land of the free. And we plan to fix that. That's it for tonight's uplifting news.
There you have it.
Yeah.
That was a lot to unpack.
Yeah, exactly with him. He covers a lot of territory real quick there.
Yeah, I mean, the Facebook censorship bombshell that came out with Zuckerberg this last week. Zucker face, the fact that, you know, the FBI basically, you know, told them to go ahead and start censoring Russian disinformation, which became
a lot of other things involved in that. Yeah, everything.
That constitutes anything that doesn't help the Democratic Party. And, you know, don't you get so sick of these guys? Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Everybody else lies and everybody else is disinformation because it's just like on the playground when we're kids. You know, if someone did something and you said, hey, you lied. No, you're a liar. You know, all it is is trying to deflect what they're doing off onto somebody else, no matter what it is. And that's why you have so many of these boneheaded idiots running around supporting this crap.
And it was supposed to be a free speech platform to begin with Facebook.
Well, okay, here's a good point. They're private. No, the IRS goes and coerces, or the IRS, the FBI goes and coerces you to not publish things that help its particular party that it's supporting.
Right.
There's actually court cases that say that if they de facto deputize private companies or citizens to do what they can't legally do. See, they can't legally do that. So then what they do is they coerce somebody else into doing it, a private company, which then lifts the veil of their protection as being a private company. And because you can't say, hey, we're a private company. We can do whatever we want, but we're going to do the bidding of the FBI who's supporting the regime that's in power.
Right.
Okay. And so that's a real problem, because then it is absolute textbook definition of what First Amendment, freedom of speech circumvention is, you know, you can't just, you know, you can't have the FBI going around to all the newspapers and going, you know, hey, you're not going to print any of the stories that look bad for us because, we can't come out and say that, you know, that it's all disinformation, without evidence and so forth, because then we would be lying and maybe found culpable, even though we're lying about everything anyway.
And we'd be targeting people.
Right. Well, they've become the Gestapo. Terry said it.
Yeah, they've become
the Gestapo. And if this keeps going down with the masterminded meatheads out there don't get is that, you know, who's ever in power can target anybody they don't like.
Well, I think this with the FBI and Trump and that raid has opened some of the people's eyes on both sides of the aisle, if you want to use that term.
Right.
Because they realize, you know what? It could be me. I mean, look what they did. They didn't follow procedure. They didn't have probable cause. They didn't have a lot of things.
And the redacted version of the affidavit.
Yeah.
What a freaking joke.
Why didn't you just put up black pieces of paper?
Because
what I mean?
And it's because we didn't want to reveal what the investigation was about. Well, wait a minute, you know. What was the investigation about?
Was it trying to find what he had on you?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it really the security of the country?
It's like listening to Fauci talk about disinformation from everybody else. Everybody else is a liar and disinformation. Wear the mask. Don't wear the mask. I swear to God we didn't fund the Wuhan virus. Oh, yes, we did.
He's been a big lie since the very beginning of COVID, not before that, but yeah.
Yeah. So these guys and some of these people that are listening to the useful idiots are so twisted around, they wouldn't know the truth if it kicked them right in the freaking gonads. Because they're so bent on hate anything that has, you know, that is not, that disrupts their narrative, that disrupts their mental thought process of virtue, even though they're virtual. You know, it's like, if the end justifies the means. We need to wipe out all the Jews because, you know, they're in banking and they're controlling Germany. So, the end justifies the means. We need to get rid of all those guys because they're bad and they lie about everything. And if we can do that to them, then it'll clean everything up. And then we'll have a utopian First Reich.
Yeah. Sure.
Except that the next neighbor, the next person
that work
coming,
that way.
The next one they're coming for is you.
Yep.
Yeah. So
when you get rid of that, you know, all bets are off.
So let me we're going to do a primer. This is from the branch law firm, Criminal Defense and Government Investigations. What should I do if I'm subject to an FBI raid? Okay. First and foremost, if you are subject of an FBI raid, ask to see the search warrant and the agent's badges. Every agent is required to carry an FBI badge and photo identification.
And they're supposed to have the search warrant present.
Reading over the search warrant is important. You should know that the FBI agents, what they're looking for. Where they are allowed to look. It's supposed to be specific.
It's
not supposed to be, we're just going to, you know, the western half of Florida. And if we find something.
Your whole house.
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah. Because
and anything.
Because we're the FBI. We do whatever we want, right?
Yeah,
otherwise you guys are liars and disinformation.
Right.
Okay. So you should know what they're looking for, and what they are allowed to seize is evidence.
Right.
Now this is a law firm that specializes in this. They're not just supposed to be able to go in and seize everything because he's the ex-president and we can brand all this crap on through our mainstream media meatheads that are on take and do whatever we tell them and are shills for the government in power because you know Trump's a bad guy, orange man.
Well, and they had already been in there.
He's done criminal acts. Yeah, what are they?
But they'd already been with Trump. They already been through files. They already been through papers. Trump had given them whatever they asked for.
He can't declassify everything as president. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Biden said, yeah.
Oh, but then I'm
going to declassify things. I'm Biden.
Yeah, and Tour de France Joe, you know, he can just revoke everybody's declassification because he's decided it's good to be the king. Right? Isn't that?
Yeah, right now, because he's in there.
Liar! You're disinformation. That's disinformation again.
Yeah.
He's not really trying to be king. He's trying to be the puppet of the king.
Well, he has to be the puppet. Yeah, the king puppet. Yeah. He doesn't have a choice.
So it's important, knowing this information, whether they're allowed to seize, or what they are allowed to seize, what they're looking for, you know, what the specifics of the search warrant is. Knowing this information can be important because you can watch the agents and make sure they are not overstepping what the warrant allows them to do.
And you can actually, I do believe you can film them while they're doing it, which they wouldn't allow in this case.
But I think they did. I think they did keep the cameras on.
I want to
know about the redacted evidence. I want to know about the redacted affidavit. What was the reason that you were searching Melanie Trump's closet? Melania. Because she has some very specific types.
There's secret things in there.
Yeah, secret.
Secrets.
Things, yeah, that are germane to national security.
Yes.
They got a nuclear blonde. They got a nuclear blonde.
And with that, we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Hey guys, great show as usual. But I just wanted to bring up one thing. I mean, you can ask the FBI that stuff, but everything I've been seeing on the news, they're just kicking down doors.
Right,
they're not going in and getting what they want. They're not at all giving you the opportunity to even tell you why they're there. They're just walking in.
Well, they're being exposed for the corrupt criminals that they are by doing that, because there's procedures that they lawfully have to follow. And if you get to a court if you've got a legitimate court, they're going to bring some of this stuff up.
The problem, you're right. I mean, you're right about all that, and you're right about everything you're saying. I'm just saying that they're just kicking down doors. They really don't give a feces.
Right.
If they follow the law or not, and that's the rank and file.
We're saying the same thing, Terry. We totally agree. All I'm doing is giving people a primer on what the legal procedure should
have been supposed to be.
Right. Should have been.
I love what you're doing. I love that you're doing that, and I love it that you're telling people that, because you're absolutely right. I mean, they should follow that legal procedure. Again, it's the type of thing where, and maybe, you know, in some of these local situations, you would have the opportunity. It's good that people know that, and yeah, you're right. It just, to me, I'm just really tired of the overreach of the Gestapo here. I'm absolutely beside myself.
I understand, Terry. What I'm saying is, if you're going to rip the Band-Aid off and just get rid of the Constitution, quit lying about it.
Right. Right on.
Yeah.
All right, brother. I love you. Great show. And, yeah, I mean, you know, keep giving that information to those folks, because there's got to be a few good agents out there that would try to follow the law, you would think.
Well, you would think,
but you got to remember, once you're cut in the machine, sometimes you can't get out of the machine.
Oh, good point, Sissy.
You know what I mean? Right, you know, they're just following orders, and they can ruin people. Yeah. That's what they do. They ruin people.
Well, you know, I heard, I can't remember who said it, but I think it's absolutely spot on, is that the process is not about you proving your innocence. The punishment is putting you through the process.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Mark. Yep. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. So, anyway. There we go.
All right.
I think we have another caller, unless you got something else, Terry.
Yep.
Oh, there we go. Thanks, Terry. We appreciate it. I guess we have
Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, I'll be real quick. I read someplace, and I don't remember where it was at, that when the FBI comes to question you, say they knock on your door and there's two of them there, if you say, well, I'd like to record this conversation, they don't want to do that. They turn around and walk away. Their method is for two of them to be there, hold a conversation, and then go back to the office, and one of them records the conversation. What could possibly go wrong?
Right. At any time with that, in my opinion, you should never talk. I want a lawyer.
I'm getting there.
I want my lawyer.
I'm almost there.
Well, my position is, with the police or anybody, when they want to talk to you, don't talk to them, because
you're spot on.
Yep. Find something wrong and get you in trouble.
Spot on, Nick. That's what I'm saying. Don't talk to anybody.
I'm going to read the rest of my little treatise here, and it addresses all of those things. All right. I think Nick's gone. All right. So next. Okay. Where we're at, knowing this information can be important because you can watch the agents and make sure they're not overstepping what the warrant allows them to do, which is exactly what they wouldn't let them do.
That's what I'm saying about recording and stuff. Usually you should be able to.
So they're violating every right in the book with their raid on Mar-a-Lago so far. Next, contact an attorney. During the raid and any criminal investigation, you have a constitutional right counsel. Would the attorneys for Trump were there, would they let him go around with them? Did they direct him to the spots that they wanted to search? Or did they just do a willy-nilly complete? This is the biggest debacle, from a criminal standpoint that we've ever seen, because it's complete, BS. I guess we need to go to a break.
I guess we're gonna go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Fire Media, community radio for the North State, non-communistic, free America, 1460 AM. Oh boy.
I guess we do have a caller on the line. We have Stone on the line.
It sounds like a Neil Diamond song.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Rich?
Stones with an S.
Stones
would play inside. Yeah. No, never mind.
Hey, I got a few updates. I'll try to be as quick as possible.
Okay.
I got some school updates, got a sheriff update, and I have some state law updates. Boy, are they coming quickly, very quickly. So, the sheriff update. My report to Sheriff Johnson regarding my felony allegations against McGreeny and Paisley, they have done two administrative investigations in 11 months, yet I have no response on their criminal investigation. I never asked for administrative. So I sent Sheriff Johnson a certified letter last week asking him the status of my criminal investigation. So let's see where that goes. School. I'm going to give training on Saturday, September 10th. 1 p.m. Jones Fort for school board members. And, this is follow-up training to the last class. So parents are also welcome to attend because parents should know their school board authorities also. And so if you heard, our friend Rebecca was on Jefferson last weekend discussing a teacher that was that had been terminated from RSTEM. Well, I found out that very same teacher is now employed at my kid's school. So, yes, things are getting very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, they're getting very interesting right now. RSTEM and the teacher have both found out that myself and Rebecca are digging into his actions at his past employer. And now RSTEM has issued a public email. Well, it's not a public. They sent it to RSTEM parents. I think that's it. But there's an email from RSTEM now, as of this last Friday, and they are basically defending this man, saying there's misinformation. Wow. There's misinformation out in local media. They are alleging that some of us have alleged unlawful acts. And, of course, none of us has ever alleged a crime against this teacher. In fact, Rebecca on the radio last week said she doesn't think a crime has been committed. So she is on record even saying that. But this RSTEM is putting out their own version of misinformation in order to try to cover up for this man. So Citizen Journalist is going to be doing a story on this here in a couple of weeks. And I'm going to reach out to the teacher, unnamed at this point. But when I do my story in mid-September, I'm going to be naming names. You're darn right. And I'm going to give this teacher 2 weeks to reach out to me to tell me his side of the story. And the story is going out regardless. And, yeah, they're threatening lawsuits. RSTEM and the teacher are threatening lawsuits for defamation of character. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead and sue me once I put my story out, because I will get disclosure, right? Mark knows what that is. I will issue subpoenas, and then I will get all those personnel records. So
yeah,
they're going to probably
a little discovery could go a long ways.
I'll tell you what. Anyway, so that story is going to be coming in a couple of weeks. I personally don't think this person should be teaching, period, anywhere around kids. I have seen the social media posts of this teacher with kids.
Wow.
On private social media. He is corresponding with kids on private social media using sexual innuendo type
wow.
stuff, such as grooming and talking about sexual gender and gay, talking about being gay. This teacher should not be talking to students, especially in private social media, regarding any of this stuff. So my humble opinion, he needs to go. And that's going to be my goal, is to get him out of Shasta County, at least out of the teacher realm. But anyways, and then I have a few laws to talk about, unless you had a comment real quick.
No, I just can't believe that this guy keeps going.
My comment would be that Project Veritas is coming out here in the next couple
true.
Of days with the what they are teaching our kids. A lot of undercover work has been done on that, evidently.
Yeah, August 30th.
Yep.
Yeah, they're releasing a series of videos. And by the way, yeah, some of those videos are out of, I believe, Nevada or Placer County. So it's actually fairly local stuff that Project Veritas has been doing. So good stuff there. A couple of laws here. We're at the end of a two-year legislative session. Those laws are coming fast and furious. Oh, my gosh. So here's a big one that's really a problem for me. Assembly Bill 2582, I've been tracking this. This is the one where they're going to remove half of the options on a recall ballot. So that law has passed, and now any recall that happens in the state of California, you can still vote yes or no to recall the office holder, but now we do not, I repeat, do not get to vote for the replacement. That law passed 2 days ago. We
wow.
literally have them disenfranchised by the Democratic supermajority and the governor, who claim to be for voter rights. They claim to be for voter rights, yet they turn around and literally disenfranchise us. So that passed, yeah.
So if we don't get to vote for it, what happens if we say yes to a recall?
The position will be filled according to law, which basically means, depending on the office, if it's a state office, a county office, a city office, whatever. There's various ways that office, it'll be by appointment.
By appointment.
Could be the governor appointing, could be the county board of supervisors, could be the board that the person was recalled from, could be appointing. But we're not going to get to pick anymore. So who is going to actually initiate a recall now if you don't get to pick the successor, right?
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So, yeah, what a wonderful state we live in, right?
Well.
I'll leave one more, and this is the big one, by the way. Senate Bill 960 passed. Currently, to be a law enforcement in California, you have to be a citizen or have applied for citizenship. Well, guess what?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You do not have to be a citizen. You do not have to apply for citizenship. You simply must only have a work visa. That is going to be it. So, remember how we talked about the State Guard a couple years ago, how illegals can come in and all of a sudden they're driving around in Humvees with rifles, trying to order us around during states of emergencies. Well, apparently that was not enough. So now the state is going to be allowing these officers to come in who have no allegiance to the country, zero. In fact, they're only here on a work visa. And by the way, who controls the work visas? Anybody? Yeah, that would be the federal government. So these officers that come in under a work visa only, okay, they're going to be beholden to that work visa and nothing else.
Right.
Because
yep.
It has to do with their career and their money. And or these groups of cops, especially be careful if you're in a blue city, a blue county, holy tamale. The state, right, the state has a lot of peace officers working for the state. So now the state's going to be hiring a bunch of these people. So now you're not even going to know when they show up and get out of the cop car, are they one of these work visa cops? I don't know.
Well, they're scrambling to get their totalitarianism into place as quickly as possible.
Well, again, right, in the last 3-4 years, a lot of good police officers have left the profession mm-hmm. because they are being intentionally squeezed out by all these bad laws. And so this is how they're going to replace the good cops. They're going to replace them with people from other countries. And by the way, as soon as...
That really have no allegiance to the Constitution. That's the thing.
No. Well, they're going to take an oath office more than likely, but that oath is meaningless if they're not a citizen
right.
or if they have not applied for citizenship. Okay? These cops are going to come in. They're going to do the bidding of either the governor or the federal government because the feds control their work visas. And then they're not even going to stick around to be held accountable. They'll just get on a plane and go back to their home country. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah. And to that, have you seen the executive order Biden signed in March, the 14067, the surveillance of American people? Take a look at that one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be coming in December. I believe he's going to implement it on December 13th.
What's the number on that?
14067, the surveillance of all American people. And there's a lot more to the bill. They're going to be tracking you for everything.
Yeah. And I think that one also. I think that one also included some digital currency stuff, right?
Yep. There's a lot going on with that one.
Oh, let me give you one more, and I'm gonna get out of here. Senate Bill 906 passed. School threats. Okay, so any threats to a school by a student, if for some reason somebody thinks there's a firearm involved, mentioned, depicted. That's on the law. Depicted. So if they cut out a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun, there's your depiction of a gun, right? Well, that's never happened before. That's never happened before, right, Mark?
No.
So as soon as a firearm is suspected in a school threat, guess what the state's going to do? They're going to do a check of the firearms system, the firearms database. Well, come on, people. That kid can't buy firearms, so they're not checking his.
Yeah,
his
they're going to go after yours, absolutely. Yeah.
All the rest of us.
They're going after the parents and the guardian of that
kid. What's the number of that law again, Rich?
906?
Senate Bill 906. So the state is now going to have the authority. Actually, the police in general will have the authority to do a firearms check. So then you're going to have a knock on your door. And then, Katie bar the door, right? Especially if they, you know what I mean? Katie bar the door. Anyways, lots more coming. These laws are coming quick. And I'll try to keep you updated on the ones that I think are important to us. So.
Well, thanks, Rich. Right. We really very appreciate good. It.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. Yeah. Rich. All right. So I'm going to get back to the FBI raid.
Well, we got one more caller.
Well, let me get another paragraph, and then we'll get to Steve here. All right. So next contact an attorney during a raid and any criminal investigation. You have a constitutional right to counsel. You can request that the agents wait until the attorney arrives on scene. Often, it will not unduly delay the search. The agents will comply. Evidently, they won't anymore. The sooner you contact an attorney, the sooner they can begin to aid you, guide you, and make sure that your interests are protected. In addition, make sure that you do not do anything. Speaking to agents during the raid could lead you to inadvertently making an incriminating statement. This could put you in more legal trouble and could lead to legal trouble if the raid was only meant to gather information and evidence about somebody else's crime. So you should not speak at all to these guys. Not speaking also means that you'll be unable to give consent to the agents present to search areas that are outside the scope of the warrant. Since search warrants must be specific, if there is an area that is not described in the warrant, the agents cannot search for evidence there unless you you or some other person who has permission to the excess of the area gives the agent consent. That's why the affidavit is so redacted. Let's go to Steve.
Right, and before we do, that's why it's so important that you should always say, you know, I want my attorney. People go, well, if you're not guilty of anything, then why do you need an attorney? Because, like the FBI or whoever, not that they would switch things around or say that, you know, take it wrong in what you said, but you can incriminate yourself and right. create more of a headache and more charges against you if you don't keep your mouth shut.
Right.
And with that, we'll go to Siskiyou Steve. Good morning, Siskiyou Steve.
Good morning, yo. Yeah, I don't know about keeping your mouth shut. I've got a problem up here, and if they step on my property, I'm going to tell them you're stepping across my property line, and you're not allowed. So get the hell off. You know, get the da-da-da off. And I will stand there because I am a Vietnam vet, and I'm going to fight for my freedom. The other thing, though, you were talking to this guy who's just on the radio with you. He's great. He's really informative. He does a great job with the school boards and everything. But he's saying that they've done this, they've done that, you know, the state. And they have not done any of that. We let it happen. It's really important that we bring this responsibility back to the people. We let it happen. We have to take it back. So they're not doing nothing to us that we haven't let them do. And it's really important, very important, that we stand every single day and fight for freedom. That's what it takes.
Yep.
And I'm sorry I'm preaching to the choir here. Yep. I know I am. But we got to repeat this over and over and over again. There's so many buffoons out there. And all we can do is just keep on educating. And you guys are doing a great job, but I just wanted to put my two cents in. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for calling in.
Very good.
But that's where it comes to that we need to get plugged in. You need to take part in your community. We have to start taking these elections and offices back at the local level.
Excuse me. There's no avoiding this. It's going to be at your doorstep sooner or later. Let's get back to the aftermath of the FBI raid. Following the conclusion of an FBI raid on your residence, office, or other private area, there are several things that you can do to ensure that you're prepared for any possible outcome. First, take a moment to gather yourself. Being the subject of an FBI raid is stressful. You do not want to make rash decisions that could negatively impact your future. Next, if you have not already done so, contact an attorney. An attorney will be able to fully analyze the search warrant, see if it is valid, and can make the proper legal challenges if it's not. An attorney will be helpful in the attempt to get back anything that was seized as evidence during the raid. Hiring an experienced federal criminal attorney can be the difference between a favorable outcome and an unfavorable outcome. You know, so, you know, I just wanted to bring this up and get this out there a little bit, and I'll post this, on Facebook, right now, and you can look at it if you want. But, I think it's germane, because to think that there's no jeopardy at all out here is kind of crazy. Because when they start breaking the law and they start, circumventing the Constitution, then anything can go. So we gotta be careful here, but, thinking that there is no danger here is crazy.
Right.
All right.
And to that, did you see where they're, and this is surprising, that three of the California courts ruled in favor of the people of California in regards to lawsuits against Newsom?
Yeah.
With the shutdowns and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
All
right.
That is something.
So let's play this. Let me see. I think this we got time. Okay, we're going to play a video. And this is going to be address some of the things we've been talking about. All right, so here we go. Are we ready to go, Liam?
Yep.
All right, here we go. This is a video that should be interesting.
We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving America than the MAGA Republicans are destroying America. The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people.
You and 81 million Americans voted to save our democracy. Donald Trump isn't just a former president. He is a defeated former president.
We just have to vote, 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 and make sure no one ever has the opportunity to steal an election again.
You stole the election! You stole it! You stole it, guys! You stole it! You're pedophile too!
And together, as Americans, We will get to the promised land. Promise. And no matter what tries to destroy our way of life, we will rise from the ashes. We will never die. And you know why? Because we are the United States of America.
They are going to try to destroy every church. They're going to try to audit every Christian. These people, they're lawless and they have no boundaries. Right? And they're godless.
Patriot Mobile. They aren't just a wireless provider. They are a political movement. Here is their executive director.
My name is Lee Wamscott, and my pronouns are Bible believer, Jesus lover, gun carrier, and mama bear.
That means more than 100,000 students now go to schools controlled by people elected by this weird conservative cell phone company.
Hillsdale College is this small conservative Christian school, a school that, despite being small, you know, is really punching way above its weight class.
We talk about a movement that's going across the country. This is not something that ends in Florida. This is the bread and butter of the new conservative movement.
We're only just now starting to understand just how pervasive this is. And part of this Christian conservative ideology is standing firm that you will not make my kids accept LGBTQ students. You will not force us or any teachers to address kids by their chosen pronouns.
We're in a period like the revolution, we're in a period like the Civil War. It's going to be tough, and you're going to see who stands up and who doesn't stand up. So to me, it's most important that we continue on building this army of the awakened. We're not going to debate this out. We're not going to hug it out. We're not going to convince them. They'll never convince us. We'll never convince them. What we have to do is get the citizens of this country, as many as possible, awakened to what the reality is, and then get them to the ballot box and make them become advocates for this nation.
We must be strong.
Yeah, so interesting thing about that, you know, Biden saying, you know, we must never let the election be stolen again.
Yeah, what did he mean by that, you know?
Yeah, who did that? Is he talking about...
I thought there never was one that was stolen.
No. That's not interesting. Unless it was Trump that did it for Hillary. Is that what he's talking about? Huh. Oh, but you can't question the stolen election. Can you? Because then that makes you an insurrectionist.
That is not the truth.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, we have to censor that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's, you know, it's a one-way street with these guys, you know. It's all about pointing the finger at everybody else so you don't see what they're doing. You know, that's all that this is about. They'll lie about you so that you don't see the lies that they're committing. They'll tell you that you're the problem when, because they don't want you to see what they're doing. We've got a,
speaking of the police.
Speaking of the police.
We got police.
We're gonna get arrested. Anyway.
Do you have a search warrant? And what's on it, sir?
I have to call Carl. Anyway. Yeah, they're all over out front. Well, maybe they got their wish. Maybe we're going to get perp walked. No, they're going into the hotel.
Well, there's a lot of shady people these days everywhere. I'm just saying.
On. No, they're not shady. Come on. What? They just hide in their little trailers and tap on their little computer keys or wherever they're at, and who knows what else they're looking. Maybe if their house got raided, they'd find out that they were tapping on more than their keys.
That's gross.
Well, I didn't mean anything by that.
Yeah, sure you didn't.
Sure you didn't.
Well, we're almost at the top of the hour, so, I mean, there's so much more to cover.
Yeah, I got a bunch of other stuff here.
Yeah. I'm looking at this transgender. I mean, they're not going to release the movie, I don't think, thank God. You know that the Batgirl in the movie had to be transgender. Did you know that?
I saw a clip on that, and it was so cringy. It was like, are you kidding me? She's... You know, Batgirl's cowering in the corner, and she's saying, you have to go out there with a weapon. You know, and she's...
And it's not Batgirl like you think either, you know, like Batman and Robin. No, it's Bat like a baseball bat girl. Just so you know. It's like, unbelievable, really?
That's going to do the same thing that happened with the stupid Toy Story one. And these guys keep coming up with things that are trying to mainstream their ideological view of the, you know, pedophile, groomers, you know, the transgender vestites, that are, you know, dancing with the kids half naked. You know, I mean, it's like, come on, you know, you try to mainstream that? Really? Well, here's my middle finger, and there's both of them. And guess what? You know, you can take that salute with you to the bank.
Well, so many of the parents are starting to see what's going on, and I think it's backfiring in a lot of the schools now with this.
Well, I think we were
stuff, and with that, yeah. We're at the top of the we got a different person in there. And with that, we're going to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
They whine and moan, go off to college, take out a loan. Ain't going to pay it, what do you know? Everything's free with Blank Check Joe. Blank Check Joe, Blank Check Joe. He likes to hand out all that dough. Monopoly money buys Democrat votes. Whoa, everything's free with Blank Check Joe. Those gender studies just got too expensive.
Their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Feel oppressed in every single class. The least that we can do is wipe their loans away so they can sit back on their lazy commie ass. Give it to Blank Check Joe, Blank Check Joe. He likes to hand out all that dough. Monopoly money buys Democrat votes. Oh, everything's free with Blank Check Joe.
Yeah, Blank Check Joe, bunch of commie ho-hos.
Unless you're like China or something, or a hunter, you don't get a blank check. You just keep putting sounds on it.
Yeah, he just never gives up, does he?
Nope.
Got to give him that. At least he's determined to be a communist traitor.
Again,
what a
guy.
He's
just a puppet.
No, he's a moron is what he is.
Well, he's a puppet. A moron puppet? Moronic puppet?
Yeah, it is what it is. I don't know. We've...
it's just so much.
Just crazy. Anyway, so where are we at? Let's play a clip here. I have a couple of them. And... okay, so let's do this. This is really appropriate considering the troll in the chat room.
I'm not even paying any attention to that one.
Okay, here we go. Are we ready to play a clip? All right, this one is from PragerU.
There are a few things worse than being called intolerant, inflexible, or close-minded. Who wants to be that? Isn't it far better to be open to everything, dismissive of nothing? Well... not necessarily. Let's frame this a different way. Should we have any standards at all? Or should the standards simply be anything goes? These are new questions. For most of American history, standards of acceptable behavior were generally agreed upon. Today, we can't even agree on the difference between men and women. Those on the progressive left seem dead set on unsettling just about every settled question. All in the name of being open-minded. But can your mind be so open that your brains fall out? Do we need to tolerate every crackpot view under the sun, no matter how harmful, no matter how false? Do we need, for example, to keep an open mind on murder? Of course not. That question's settled. and every citizen has an obligation to follow the law. Even if someone doesn't want to. Even if he identifies as a serial killer. How about a more controversial example? Consider the case of Drag Queen Story Hour, an activist organization that sends transvestite men wearing sexualized clothing into elementary schools and public libraries to read books and sometimes even dance in front of little kids. In the name of tolerance, must we allow men to strap on stilettos and wiggle around in front of toddlers, even when our communities object, even when we know that it's wrong? This example is a little bit tougher for the tolerance crowd. Not because the answer is obvious, it is, but because any way you answer, someone's views are not going to be tolerated. If we answer, yes, we do need to tolerate Drag Queen Story Hour, then we are refusing to tolerate the wishes of parents and taxpayers who don't want their public property used in drag shows for kids. If we answer no, we're refusing to tolerate the wishes and behavior of the transvestites who want to perform in public schools. There is no world in which the answer to this question accommodates and tolerates everyone and everything. So the question that divides us is not whether every public behavior must be tolerated. The question that divides us is which public behaviors should be tolerated and which should not. For most of American history, if a man dressed up in sexual clothing to perform for children, he'd be arrested. For centuries, America had refused to tolerate all sorts of bad things, such as obscenity, the incitement to violence, and public nudity. Even when such laws and limits have been repealed or gone unenforced, it isn't as though some sort of pure tolerance has blossomed in their place. Instead, old intolerance has been replaced by new intolerance. 50 years ago, a teacher might be fired for teaching the Communist Manifesto in school. Today, a teacher could be fired for teaching the Bible in school. 10 years ago, if you called a man a woman, you'd probably get a punch in the nose. Today, if you refuse to call a man a woman, you might find yourself banned from social media, expelled from school, or out of a job. So then who decides what those limits of toleration should be? Until relatively recently, the answer was, we the people decide. It sounds quaint now, but we had what were once called community standards. And what were those standards based on? The short answer is tradition. That is, what has worked well in the past. Today, we seem to live in a world with no reference to the past. We live in what British journalist Douglas Murray has dubbed Year Zero. It is presumed that we are much smarter than all those who lived before us. This is a dangerous way of thinking because it's not rooted in anything, and it can be uprooted by the next political fad. Of course, not everything that was done in the past was good or ought to be preserved into the future. For centuries, slavery was commonplace, but it wasn't good. But tradition is the anchor that helps us discern the good. It avails us of the wisdom of the ages, and this discernment of the good led us to abolish slavery. Even though some of the founding fathers owned slaves, they knew it was wrong. They were anchored in the biblical idea that all men are created in the image of God, and that tension eventually guided the country toward abolition. If we're going to overturn social norms, the burden of proof that radical social changes are going to make things better should be on the revolutionaries, not on the defenders of tradition, the conservatives. The conservatives have over 3,000 years of history behind them. The Bible, the Magna Carta, English common law, the American Constitution, the Gettysburg Address. I'll take that over Drag Queen Story Hour any day. How about you? I'm Michael Knowles, host of The Michael Knowles Show for Prager University. Thank you for watching this video. To keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax-deductible donation.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of wisdom in that clip and about what's going on today and kind of what we're dealing with constantly, this constant attack from the left, constantly trying to, demoralize everybody and constantly trying to twist the morals into something that they shouldn't be, because it's a whole new world type thing, except, well, look at what we're getting. you know, we're getting no standards at all. We're getting...
Right. They're redefining everything.
Or they're trying to.
Are trying to. He made a lot of good points with that, because if you look back, you know, I don't know, probably wasn't even 30 years ago, you know, in the mental health guidelines, you know, if you were gay, that was a mental disorder.
Well,
I'm just saying that's, you know, and it was like that for years. And they just slowly, like he was saying, they just slowly change it. And we've talked about it before. Many things they have slowly tried to change over the years to fit their agenda, their definition.
If that's what you want to be, fine, but don't teach my kids that it's good, then leave us alone. You can do whatever you want in the privacy of
right.
your own home.
But teaching kids transgender and transgender story time or whatever and all of that crap.
Well, what they neglect to say is, like, this whole transgender thing is the highest suicide rate is among transgenders. It's like 50% when they get to a certain age. Because what happens is
they want to go back.
They've screwed up their whole life to the point because when they're young and impressionable and they can't make decisions, it's okay when you're, you know, 6 or 7 or 13 to make a decision about changing your sex. It's not okay do anything else, as far as, you can't buy a gun, you can't smoke, you know.
You can't vote.
But you can train, but you can change your
do a life altering. Yes, thank you. To the body that it can't be reversed. I mean.
Right.
Hello, folks.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like, okay, today you put on the costume and tomorrow you can take it off.
What could go wrong?
It doesn't work that way.
What could go wrong?
You know, what it does to him, like you say, mentally, I mean, 7, 8, even 10, 11-year-olds, mentally they're not even developed enough for a lot of things.
Right.
You know, and it's just the age where hormones are coming into effect. Yeah.
Well, but that's the whole thing. See, that's the first. If you go back to Machiavelli and the Prince, the first thing you do in order to control society is get rid of all their morality, get rid of their allegiance to anything but the state. And that's really what this is about, is that they want allegiance to the state and the state only,
right.
Because then you are so much easier to control and do what you're told when the state tells you to do it.
Right.
And that's really what this is all about. So I want to switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and being swatted. Now, this is an interesting thing, is that, swatting is where you get these idiots out there that call the police and tell the police that, oh, there's a woman there with a gun and there's dead people and she's going off the rails and she's killing mm-hmm. people and whatever it is. And there's children in the house. And so the police show up expecting a completely different situation. And evidently, this is like the trend. And who does this kind of crap? You know, who does this kind of crap? You know, well, they're not conservatives doing this crap, are they?
No.
Yeah.
And usually they're nowhere around. It's very hard to track these people down. But, well, you know, they create these scenarios that the police come in hot and heavy on.
Well, and the point being is that these guys are lawless. They have
yep.
no morality. They don't care about anybody's rights. They just want to do what they want to do in their way and make everybody else suck it up regardless. They want everybody in lockstep with their, useful idiot mentality of doing whatever the government tells them.
Yeah. I believe we had one here in Shingletown the other day.
Did we?
A swatting. Yeah. I do believe we did. Yeah, and the person was over in China or wherever. I don't know if they actually tracked the person, you know, down to know exactly who they were, but yeah.
So they did this, and Green handled it properly. She didn't show up at the door with a gun, and, you know, I mean, but it could have gone really sour and ugly.
Right.
Really, really easily, because these people, they have zero... they're trying to cause a problem for that, because the end justifies the means. Well, if they're a Nazi, they deserve to die. Well, wait a minute. So if the Nazis say that everybody else is a Nazi and they're going to try to kill everybody else, then who's the real problem? Is it the person who's being, you know, framed as a Nazi? Or the
well, when do they change the definition to the person that they're going to go after next? Or what are they going to do next?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what
so
I mean?
That's so why we're supposed to be in a constitutional
today,
republic.
But tomorrow,
right.
You're not, yeah.
Well, that's why we're all supposed to have rights. It's all supposed to be equal application of the law. Supposed to be. But that's why they have to twist that. That's why we've got a corrupted DOJ. You know, we talk about all of these things of, you know, oh, they're going to, you know, investigate these guys, subpoena power and all this stuff. Well, the real deal is that you got to fire, you know, almost everybody in the Department of Justice. You got to get rid of the Attorney General. You got to, and that's what these people are afraid of, is that the retribution that's going to come is that we got to get rid of all these people because, you know, their fat, sassy retirement packages, and controlling everybody's coming to an end because people have had enough of this,
right. And I believe there's like 13 Attorney Generals that are stepping up now. I forget what 13 states they are, but they're saying no to the feds and the FBI and all the stuff
right.
And all the BS. They're saying, no, this is not right, and you're not coming into my state and doing this to my people.
Right. Yeah. So it's getting pretty weird out there. There's no question about it. Let's see. What else have we got? I've got a story here. Biden administration running world epicenter for, child trafficking. I mean, if you knew that that was true, and this looks like a pretty legitimate article, a recent report revealed that 250,000 children, crossed into the U.S. border and were sent to sponsors since, President Joe Biden entered office last year. Former Trump White House advisor Steve Miller accused the Biden administration of turning the U.S. into the world's epicenter of child trafficking due to the administration's border policies. Now, whether he's directly involved or not, if the outcome of his policies create this situation, is he responsible? Absolutely, no question. Adult and child migrants are trafficked for both labor and sex. So this is just modern day slavery, and you know, all these people that talk about the white slavers and that back in the Constitution and the rich white men that freed everybody and created a document so everybody could be free. It's okay now that our current administration is advocating for that policy. Look the other way because it's all Trump's fault. These people, yeah. they really are. There's some screws loose on these guys. So. But it's record breaking. There's 2 million migrants encounters at the U.S. border. It's totally out of control. That is the job of the executive branch, is to protect our borders, not, you know.
It's supposed to be. Yeah, that's one of the only jobs.
Yeah. So adult and child trafficking due to the administration border policies for both sex and labor. Miller wrote, Biden, with the unflinching aid of 50 Senate Democrats, is running the largest child smuggling operation our world has ever seen. He noted that the number of children and adult immigrants is so astronomical, there's no historical comparison. So this is a former White House advisor, Stephen Miller, and he's accusing the Biden administration of this. And does anybody have any denying about the border problem?
Oh, no.
I mean,
it's a lot worse than what we even begin to know. If you do any research on it, how many has come across just since Biden's been in it? Yeah,
it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't, you know, once you dwell in and drill down on the story, it's not as far-fetched as it sounds. It sounds like that's exactly what they're doing. Okay. Now, you know, the fact that, you know, there's references into, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop and the diary, you know, from Biden's daughter talking about inappropriate showers and touching and all kinds of weird stuff that the FBI just said, that's Russian disinformation that has all been proven to be true and factual. And they're still not bringing it up, and you still can't bring it out, and it's still not mainstream news. We got the Biden laptop. It was all proven that the whole Russian collusion story was crap. You got the Mueller investigation was crap. All these, and they're going after all their political enemies.
Yeah.
You know, oh gee, this is not, there's not a, what problem? Oh, it could go wrong.
Nothing. Listen to them. Nothing's going wrong.
Oh yeah, it's all their, it's the guy's fault that they're being attacked. It's not the lawbreaker's fault. It's not the guys that are circumventing the Constitution. It's not the guys that have lied on, time after time after time, the FBI under oath, you know, the 50, agents that, have been, you know, testified that, it was all true, that it's found out that it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's happened time and time again with everything that's going on. They, you know, and we've talked about it. They say this over there, and then we find out, yep, they lied again. Yep, that's not what happened. You know. Sorry. And they're doing anything in their power not to let some people, you know, like Trump, everything, so he doesn't run for office.
Why is that?
Mean, it's a constant battle. It's been a constant battle since he's got in the arena in the political world. When you stop and look at it, it's been one thing after another after another
And Biden is doing so many good things. You know, he's doing so many good things, like shutting off our oil. You know, the inflation's off the charts. And by the way, they've kind of stemmed the tide on inflation a little bit here for now. But geez, it's just really coincidental that that's right before the election. So all the meatheads that are out there, they're touting these guys. You know, when it's $15 for a gallon of gas and $50 for a loaf of bread. You win.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah, and just before he puts in that executive order in December. So,
these
that's
guys
are
just
going
so stupid.
On.
You can't even, they're just too stupid to even talk to.
Not to change the subject, I just come across this article. 1,100 scientists and professionals declare there is no climate emergency.
Wow, who knew?
Yeah. I know that was a shocker, but I just had to say that, you know?
So we got the Dow plunging 1,000 points on Friday, which I don't think is the big event. We're not there. We got to watch the 10-year yield and the derivatives off of that, because the 10-year, when it starts to spike, is going to be a problem for everything. But what's interesting to note is that the stock market nosedived because Jerome Powell of the Fed says American households and businesses can expect to experience pain
yes.
and job losses as the central mm-hmm. bank aims to bring down red-hot inflation. Now, wait a minute. I thought we had it under control, except it's only under control, like, in the United States at the moment, but the rest of the world has experienced tons of inflation. I saw one. It was like 70%, and I had pulled up the stats. I mean, some of them are experiencing. There's Turkey, I think. You know.
I think Turkey's won, like, 75% or 95%.
Yeah, inflation.
Yeah.
No, nothing to see here. So it's everybody else's fault, and we can expect pain to bring, but while they're trying to bring down the red hot inflation, except they're really not. They're purchasing the bonds like nobody's business. That's what's keeping the rates down. And in the meantime, we're passing spending bills that are off the freaking charts from the Biden administration, we'll just forgive everybody all the stuff they owe, you know, student loans, $10,000, Pell Grants, $20,000, you know, but it doesn't matter anyway, because they printed the money out of thin air and borrowed it from a private bank, and it's issuing our currency, so that we're waking up homeless.
I just come across this one, an Epoch Times or however you want to say it. Inflation will increase if government spending spree continues.
No.
Yeah.
So I mean,
even including the Federal Reserve, if we don't curb our spending and stuff, you think there might be a problem?
Inflation is the increasing supply of money.
Well, as long as you keep putting it into the system, we're going to have an issue.
Well, what will happen is, see, here's the thing. As soon as they stop putting it into the system, the system's going to implode in on itself. Okay? So there's no choice at this point but to keep
putting
money. It's going to implode
anyway.
Either way, but this way they keep juggling the plates, and then we've got to get to November, you know, because if we don't get to November juggling the plates and it starts to go off the charts and the economy collapses, it's going to be Trump's fault, right?
It's still going to be, his fault. Don't you know that?
I think we need to endeavor to persevere.
Yeah. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Maria. Good morning, yes. Maria.
Oh, hi. Hi. I wanted to send you these last night as I was watched it, but I didn't know how to do it. So I have to call you today.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Right.
What you got?
Pencil and paper. Somebody had sent me these, and I didn't see it before, but I came across it yesterday. It's on Before It's News, the site called Before It's News, and it says USA military veteran with top secret clearance explains why Donald Trump is still president. It is an hour and a half. It is by the military law. It's amazing. Nobody could. I mean, I'm sure everybody cannot swallow all this. It's too much. But it is. He goes law by law by law. His name is Derek Johnson, and his website is he didn't put it there. Somebody else did. Derek Johnson Country.com. But that's what it's on, what I said before, USA military veteran. He was very emotional, and he just, he went, something I didn't know. I knew that the fake inauguration happened and all this, and I saw how Stephanopoulos asked one of the soldiers, what was he doing there, and he said, we are here to make sure that there is a peaceful transfer of power to the military. Nobody heard that, apparently. So he said the military is running the country. It's all controlled by the military. And he went by military law and explained every detail of what has happened. And what they did to Biden was not inauguration, was a funeral. He explained that law, too. The 13 guns, the everything, every detail, he explained it. I thought maybe you'd like to watch it.
Well, I'll take a look at it.
I've heard this before about Trump and the military.
I'll take a look at it. I'm not sure I'm buying it because I think that a lot of that is designed to think that we're going to be saved. And
He didn't say anything like that. He just says, this is the law. I am a military person. I know the law. I know the Constitution. Boom. One, two, three. This is the law.
Send me the clip if you can. I've got it pulled up. I don't have it specifically, but if you can send it to...
I have no idea how to do this.
What was the guy's name again? Derek what?
Derek Johnson, country.com. But he's on, if you open up the website of...
Before It's News?
Before It's News, it's on the, would be on the left, and it's a big picture of him, a younger guy, inside of a car. And
USA military veteran with top secret
military
clearance. Okay, I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it, but I'll take a look at it. I mean,
I just saw it.
I found it.
I have heard this before, and I haven't done a lot of research on it, but this is
hard. He goes by the numbers of the everything. And the law, the number of the law, he reads the law, and he says, if you want to, go to his website, you'll see all the papers there.
Well, the problem is that nobody's following the law, so I'll take a look at it. If you think you know everything, then you probably don't know anything.
No, he doesn't know everything.
I'm saying I don't know everything, so I'm always open-minded to take a look at things.
Yeah, and there's so much information and so much going on that you...
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But anyway, I thought maybe, check it out.
We appreciate that.
Thanks. We appreciate
I have heard this before and different things. But thank you.
Pieces. He goes through them. He goes all through them. That's why it takes an hour and a half.
Right.
Well, I'll take a look at
the
it.
The numbers, the executive orders, all kinds of stuff. Very emotional he gets when people, the soldiers have died.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. You have a good day.
Yeah, I'm just not sure I'm buying some of that stuff because I've seen what happens before. People start to rely on, something that doesn't exist, and then pretty soon you're not getting involved and so forth.
It from a few different sources. Like I say, I haven't really done a lot of research on this, but
I think we do our homework.
For quite a while that it's been coming out more and more in regards to this.
I don't know. I'll have to look at it, but I have a hard time buying that at this point. So besides that, disinformation is as bad as, on both sides. You got to be careful. Finding the truth is really tough here.
I was going to say, it's really hard no matter what to know exactly what is the truth, especially when you're getting behind the scenes up in, that aspect of things. Because we have nothing to relate to get that information, That's not in our backyard.
Right.
So it's really hard to do the homework sometimes to get the proper information.
Well, here's what I think. I think no matter what, you should be preparing and getting involved locally. We need to do what they did in Florida, take over the school boards, like in this last election, get control of the school boards, what's being taught to the kids. Without the kids being saved, the whole thing goes down the tubes anyway, because you end up with a bunch of morons who are easily manipulated if you're not careful. So get involved locally in the politics, get control of the voter registrar so that they're not using...
Really big thing.
Dominion
really
voting big. Machines for one. The ballot boxes need to go. There's a bunch of stuff. But all of that said, We need to be prepared for supply lines coming to an end and having problems. I'm already seeing more and more signs of that. You know, you're going to have a hard time going to the store besides the prices of having anything in there. So if you're not storing for a long haul you know, being expecting some food shortages and so forth.
Well, and I heard from a real reliable source that the oil for the crank gear for the big truckers?
Yeah, that was from Andrew up there.
Well, there's another person that I was talking to the other day that, you know, pretty soon they're not going to be able to get it.
Right.
So the trucks aren't going to be able to be on the road.
They're going
to
grind
to
a halt.
Yeah, it's going to be more of a halt with the supplies and everything because they're not able to get their, you know, service their trucks.
I don't know whether that's true or not. Let's assume it is or not. And but we should be preparing to protect ourselves regardless.
Well, I do know that, you know, some of the, like you say, some of the supplies should go in for oil and stuff. I do know a lot of the truckers have talked about parts. You know, just any business.
Well,
there's a lot of businesses across the whole thing that I can't get this, I can't get that, no matter what it is.
So what's interesting though is that like I go and I buy produce at whatever store and sometimes the produce is right on the edge of going bad and and everything else, you know. So it's going to get ugly for everybody out there. If you're not prepared, you're probably going to have some problems. You know, then you're going to have looters and all of that stuff and you know, that's going to be an issue too.
Well, if you do shopping like that, sometimes you can't buy like one or two items, you know, and you have to buy like a case and now the case is like three times the amount that it was before and yeah, it's just crazy. Wow.
I know.
Whatever. I think with that, we do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
They gon' try to call you names, label you with things till you're ashamed. You're a sexist or a racist, white supremacist or gay. They'll attack your reputation, claim that you're the one to blame, and try to make you hate yourself for ways that you behave. They're just names, embrace them and they'll never cause you pain. They're just words that another person thought up in their brain. They're just names, they do not define you, that's insane. And they'll just call you something different if you change. Call me racist, I don't make no BLM donations. I can stand with black folks without a branded corporation. All this systemic prejudice, if you live in this nation, you privileged, black or Caucasian. Call me transphobic, but I support you in your policies. I just can't ignore the very basics of biology. All I see is men and women trying to live in harmony, not 100 genders that you wanna be. Call me snowflake, cause I'm offended, I ain't stone faced. Social justice warriors destroying us with woke ways. Mad because they voted for the POTUS with the most hate. Man, I miss the old days. Call me loser, call me bigot, call me stupid, call me bitter, call me ugly, call me cracker, call me doucher, call me trigger. You can call me what you want, because at the end of the day...
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Yeah, that's pretty appropriate considering this morning.
They're out of their damn mind, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Roberta. Good morning, Roberta. Hello? You're on.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Where do we go to figure out how much food we need to store and for how long?
Well, what I would do is I would at least have 6 months to a year if possible for yourself. And I don't think it's a matter of going someplace where they've got a mapped out roadmap for you. I think it's going to be individualized to where you have to think for yourself about how to do it and making sure that you have enough. And they've got companies out there like My Patriot Supply.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different ones that the food lasts for 25 years. So just having some food storage for emergencies is a smart thing to do, period. And, you know, figure out your calorie count, how much you're eating a day.
Well, a lot of those are like 2,000. But a lot of them do have the packs that are, you know, like three meals a day. It's
right.
Not like you have to just buy one
right.
pack of something. So
yes, and, that, they, and then
yeah,
the supplies that, again, they tell you. So
yeah.
I would do a minimum of 6 months and at least a 6 months to a year. And that way you're covering all your bases, because in the meantime between there, it gives you some time, buys you some time to maybe make some adjustments into what's going on in the economy and current situation.
And I think My Patriot Supply, they'll ship it where people don't know what it is or not supposed to, so just to make it more low key.
Yeah.
They don't put, you know, this
well,
is
they put them in, they put them in boxes and stuff, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just in case.
Does that answer your question, Roberta?
Yeah, and the second question is if anybody has compared the Costco to my Patriot, would they please call in and let me know?
Well, which ones are the better?
Food?
You're talking
yeah.
about which is the better food?
Which is the yeah the better? Not the quality, but what's in
price wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've
done
both.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But if you watch Patriot Supply, they do have a lot of sales sometimes.
They have sales, and then also try some of the stuff because
yeah.
some of the stuff is definitely for emergency only.
Okay, guys, thank you so much.
You bet.
You
Thanks
bet.
For calling in.
Bye
now
bye.
We have Dar on the line. Good morning, Dar.
Yes, good morning. I have just a couple things, three things here. First of all, these people, and this is happening, it's happening in North Dakota of all places where I come from, they're stopping saying this Pledge of Allegiance in the morning. And I think that is almost treasonous. And I feel those schools that stop doing that should lose their funding. Another thing is, my daughter works for the school system here, and this is, and I don't know if this is newsworthy or not, but she says they are being inundated with illegals. To the point where they're having to hire people who can speak Spanish, and they're having to order all new Spanish-speaking textbooks. Did you know that?
I didn't know that,
well,
but it's not surprising.
It totally makes sense because that's what they're trying to do is overwhelm the system and collapse it. That's what the whole thing is about.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other thing is my daughter's friend called up. She said, we live in the country, and she has a husband. Mine died, but we're, you know, by ourselves sometimes. She called. She says, just wanted to give you a heads up. She says, this happened to a friend of mine who's got a husband. They were, a woman came up, was out in their driveway late at night, banging on her door saying, please, will you please let me in so I can call 911. And the husband, he was going to let her in. The wife says, no, you don't let her in. He says, we can call 911 or we can, you know, just wait a minute. She ran upstairs and looked out the window. She had a two-story house, and there was a pickup or, you know, a truck in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
It was, the doors were open. It was one of these double-seater pickups. And she said, she stood there and she said, well, she says, tell the woman, she says, that we've called the emergency, we've called the sheriff. And she said, when they found out that, she says, two men came out from either side of the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of this before.
Yeah,
I've heard of where they do it on the side of the road as well.
Yeah.
Well, they'll fake like they have a
baby.
Well, a tire off or something, you know.
The other one I've heard is they'll make it look like they have a child with them.
Right.
To get people.
So you
got to
be cautious out there because these grifters, these criminals, and these hooligans, whatever you want to call them, these criminals are you know, going to get more sophisticated because it's getting harder and harder to survive out there. And you know, I'm looking at a story right now: massive shutoffs. 1 in 6 U.S. homes are behind on their power bills.
Well, my bill was $100 more this year than it was last, and I'm by myself, and I don't use a lot of electricity.
Well, it's all the bills are going up across the board. So.
I mean, it's, you know, I just have one thought. You know, the oil continues to produce in the earth. Oil will build up and will seep out of the earth, and it's happened in places. What's going to happen when that happens?
I don't know.
No.
I mean, you know, they didn't want to use the oil. That's what God gave us. He gave us these minerals and trees to use for building and so on and so forth. And it just doesn't make any sense to me at all in what is happening.
I don't think anybody has an answer.
Well, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one, so we got to move on.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
But I do want to say something about, like she was saying, about people coming to your house, and we were talking about you got to be careful. You know, down in the Cottonwood area, now that there's no water in that ditch, that has become a travel way for a lot of bad people.
Interesting.
Just because it usually... It butts up to people's backyards, usually.
Right.
So just beware.
Be aware out there.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that beginning August 30th, Project Veritas will release a shocking multi-part series exposing the secret curriculum that is indoctrinating your children. You can sign up for that, so just type in projectveritas.com and go there, and you'll see the promotion. And you can sign up so that they give you a direct access to the video and the investigation. And so it's called The Secret Curriculum, and that's going to be out in a couple of days. So I highly recommend that you get involved
in
that.
And there's going to be several parts. And with that, we do have another caller on the line. We've got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. You were talking about putting things away for tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what we can put away to barter with when tough times came. Now, I got the wise idea that alcohol would be a good one to store up, but I drank it all.
Well, then you're out of luck.
Nick,
you can start making your own.
You know,
anyway, I'd like
you're to, supposed to not eat the books. You're supposed to read them, dude.
I'd like some suggestions on what a person could put away to barter with, and that's not something you have to answer right now. It's something you might give some thought to and share with us. My main question is, what's up with silver? You would think when the stock market's going to hell and everything's going to hell that the price would go up and it goes down. Have you got any idea what's
sure.
going on there, Mark?
No. I wouldn't even worry about it. It's, it's like insurance. Until you get in the car wreck, it doesn't matter. And that's what we're talking about here, because if they inflate the it won't go up until this whole the wheels blow off this thing, because they're manipulating the spot price through the paper derivatives. Go try to buy it for the spot price. You'll find
yeah,
out.
I just looked it up the other day. It was like 35.
That's what I'm
versus
saying.
Versus 19.
The prices,
so, yeah.
Silver and gold are doing what they're supposed to do, but the manipulation of the spot price, which is the paper price, is off the charts. So I wouldn't even worry about it. It's like having insurance. You know, when I get insurance, I don't worry about whether I'm going to get a wreck or not. All I know is I want to have it if I do.
But see, what they do is they do that so a lot of people run out there and sell their silver or worry about it.
Right.
And then they come back behind you and gobble it up.
That's what's been happening.
Yeah.
There's some big, huge silver buyers that are gobbling up as much as they can. There's, when this thing starts to curve, there's going to be none to get. It's really simple.
When it starts to curve, there's going
to
be what?
I said when this whole thing starts to fall off the rails, there's going to be none to get. It's all going to be gone. It's almost gone now.
Yeah, and you can't look at it because it goes up and down, up and down. You got to look at the long haul
on that
investment.
And what are you looking at? Are you looking at the actual price of a purchase or the spot price?
I look at the spot price almost daily.
Okay, well, that's the problem. The spot price is like looking at a fake car and wondering how much a real one's going to cost you.
What kind of commission are they getting on a spot price?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I bought a little bit of silver a while back, and it was 75 cents or a dollar. I wondered if it was quite a bit more than that.
It's a lot more than that now.
It probably is because
of
demand.
On Eagles, it's probably $10 more than that. In some cases, more than $10.
Why would you buy an Eagle instead of a silver round?
Well, because it's legal tender. You can do some things that you can't do with regular silver rounds. But I wouldn't even worry about that. Everybody likes the Eagles, so the price is higher. It pays a better, you know, it's got a bigger premium. But I that's something I wouldn't even worry about. I would worry about getting the best deal I could while you can still get a deal.
Why it's still available.
One more question about the Eagle. I read 2 or 3 years ago that you buy an Eagle, say you buy an Eagle for $20 and sell it for $30, that you won't have to pay taxes on that $10 profit. Is that true?
No.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Have
you
a great day.
Yeah, you bet. Okay.
Okay, we have another caller. I believe we have Dick on the line, I guess. Is that you, Dick?
Yes, that's me.
Hey, what's up, sir?
Hey, I was listening to Nick just now, when times get bad, you need to stock up on beer and fishing worms. But any reason I called, Mark...
And honey. Remember the honey?
Yeah. Hey, Mark, have you heard about California Bill SB 918?
I don't think so.
It takes after the New York bill, right after the Supreme Court stated that people have a right to carry their weapons outside of the home.
Right.
Immediately, they came up with a list of sensitive areas, which as soon as you step out of your front door, it's a sensitive area.
I have
now,
heard that.
California bill is doing exactly the same thing. They made a whole list of places you're not allowed to carry your weapon. One of them, example is places where they sell lottery tickets. That means every gas station and a lot of small businesses. So what they're doing is making it impossible for you to carry your weapon.
Well,
right.
Here's the difference with what we call rule of law. Rule of law is when they make laws that are not repugnant to your rights, your individual rights given to you by God and then codified in the Constitution. So if they're writing bills that are completely contrary to that contract with the Constitution, they're null and void. And so they're going to try to get you to comply, but the real deal is we're not going to comply anyway because they're no longer lawful, have any lawful authority if they're circumventing the contract to be lawful in the first place. You with me?
Yeah. You know, most all the CCWs are issued by the Sheriff's Department. Now, if we had a constitutional sheriff, as soon as that bill is signed, he would come out and say, we're not going to. This is nonsense. We're not going to buy that because it violates U.S. Constitution and the right to carry. But we don't know what's going to happen with our sheriff here.
Well, then it comes up to we the people. We the people have to say no. And then that's really what it comes down to, is us not putting up with it. And you can see us winning battle after battle by not putting up with it. You know, it's just like wear a mask or else. Well, you know, in Shasta County, everybody said, no, we're not doing it. And we're not going to send our kids to school. We'll pull them all out. And the people, the power rests in the people, but they have to exercise it.
Yeah, you know, Governor Brown once said when people complain about passing laws, that he's signing laws that are unconstitutional, he said, well, if you don't like it, sue me. Well, you know, we waste a lot of money on the Second Amendment, the two sides fighting each other all the time.
Right.
It's just wasting a lot of money for nothing. The two sides have
well, then it has to get so oppressive that maybe the people start to wake up, or I'm not sure what the answer is. You know, move to another state where they follow the Constitution, or stay here in California where, you know, I think that they've all been fixed. This used to be a red state. We elected Ronald Reagan. I think everything's rigged at this point, whether it's rigging it through the media, whether it's rigging it through the borders, whether it's rigging it through Facebook and Twitter, whether it's rigging it through the Dominion machines, but the real deal is the people have to stand up no matter what and say we're not going to do it.
Yeah, stay here and fight.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
But I have heard of that bill, and they're pretty much making it where you can't carry your weapon anywhere.
Well, they're making a law that...
SB 918.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it written down.
Yeah, I have heard that. They're pretty,
Anyway.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, very good. So we got massive shutoffs, and one of six homes are behind. This is published on the 25th of
in California.
August. I'm not sure that it's California.
I thought it was.
It's a National Energy Assistance Directory. This is across the board, I believe. Let me see who's got this article published here. And again, you have to do your own homework. This is from Zero Hedge. It's called A Tsunami of Shutoffs. One in six homes are behind on their power bills. At least 20 million households, or about one in six American homes, are behind on their power bills as soaring electricity prices spark what is said to be the worst ever crisis in late utility payments, according to Bloomberg. Everything Bloomberg.
Right. I was going to say, well, yeah, but.
Citing data from the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. NEADA, which is the acronym for that, said electricity prices have increased significantly since 2020 after a decade of stagnation. Steep rises resulted in billions of dollars of overdue tax bills. Overdue power bills. I'm still on taxes. Electricity inflation is being propelled by soaring costs of fossil fuels such as natural gas, coal, and petroleum. So it looks like at the chart that it's going way up. And, the inflation is not going to get under a curb. And this whole idea that the Federal Reserve is going to stop it is complete crap.
Uh-huh.
They're promoting it. But they're holding some of this stuff tamped down because we've got an election coming up. It's just like the forgiveness of the loans crap. Is that going to cause inflation? Sure. But in the meantime, we're going to buy support from the idiots that, don't want to pay their bills. And in some ways I'm a little bit, have a little bit of, sympathy for them from the fact that the government printed it out of thin air in the first place and borrowed it. You know, I think we should just default on the whole damn thing.
It's all going to come down anyway.
Right.
So
when I say default on the whole damn thing, who do we owe? We owe a private bank a bunch of interest where they printed it out of nothing after we sold them treasuries that we printed from nothing, and they're the only buyers left now, and that's why we've got inflation, because they're monetizing the debt just like Germany did.
The whole thing's
a scam.
Exactly. You talk about a scam.
A
they got it going. Yeah.
Nobody talks about the Fed on any place, mainstream, Fox, I don't care where it's at. Nobody talks about the Fed. Nobody talks about why do we have a private bank running our currency system. Nobody talks about the interest. Who do we owe it to? Nobody talks about any of this stuff. And so, it's kind of...
Well, they can't talk about it because then people would find out the truth, what's really going on with the money,
right,
and how it works and who's in control of it. And then again, they would be losing out.
That wouldn't fit their narrative. It doesn't seem to matter who's in power, Republican or Democrat, as long as we just keep paying the Fed, everything's good.
No.
So that's the problem in a nutshell. And no matter how you slice the pie, it all stems back to that currency problem. That's why the Fed is, you know, is funding everything. That's why you've got Soros and all these guys that are out of control. These guys are buying up everything and everyone. They've bought up all the television stations. They've bought up all the media. They've got so many politicians in their pocket because there's free money coming out of the Fed as long as they control the currency supply. And what are you going to do about it? Until that stops, that this is just going to be a reoccurring problem. But people have to wake up why it says in the Constitution that only gold and silver are legal tender. The rest is credit. So, with that said, we got a few more minutes.
Yep.
Where are we at?
But people are starting to wake up to a lot of that. You know, people are starting to do their homework and find out about, you know, the Federal Reserve and BlackRock. And some of the states are starting to stand up and say, you know what, you're not coming in our state and doing business. We're not allowing you to buy the property. You know, BlackRock is the largest landowner.
Well, I think in Florida they said they weren't going to let Chinese buy the
That's
the
another
land up.
One, yeah. They're saying, you know what, we've had enough.
Yeah.
And we're not going to allow it. And that's what
good.
It's going to take.
That's exactly what it's going to take. In California, you know, we've got a bunch of morons running the show that are all corrupt and in the pockets of whoever, and all they care about is staying in power. That's the problem in a nutshell. And then you've got people that have been brainwashed into thinking that, you know, that's the, you have to just do what you're told and whatever they say is good because we're too stupid. When the real deal is that not doing what you're told is a smart thing to do. And if we let this continue to go, you're going to be like the gal I was watching this morning on PragerU escaping from North Korea if you're not careful.
You know? Yeah.
But there's going to be no place to escape to, so this is it. So it's a crazy deal.
Yeah, these are times we've never seen before. No. That's for sure. No.
And of course,
and
they're
going to
blame, you know, the pot is going to blame the kettle. And that's exactly what they've already started to do. You know, they blame everybody else but themselves for the problem that's at hand. And we need to take some responsibility for not being involved if we're not going to be involved. So, anyway. Well, we got about 4 minutes left. Let me see if I've got anything else here on the agenda. For some reason, my computer seems to be having a fit. Huh, interesting.
New whistleblower claims FBI leaders delayed Hunter Biden investigation. Senator Johnson.
Well,
that.
The FBI is so dirty, it's just
Well, it's not just the FBI. There's so many of those agencies. We just need to, I believe in the Constitution, it's something like we're only supposed to have 13 agencies. 13 or 19, something like that.
Well,
not millions.
Agencies now, it's like,
yeah, I mean, we got so many alphabet soup agencies that it's ridiculous. Thousands.
Well, these guys have been doing some dirty stuff. I got one more story that we probably should talk a little bit about before we go at the end here. Dr. Robert Malone is suing WAPO, the Washington Post, plus the future of corporate media and what's next for Fauci is on the name of the article. But evidently, Robert Malone, who helped develop the mRNA technology and used in that's used in the COVID-19 vaccine, is seeking $50 million in compensatory and punitive damages from the Washington Post for defamation. Malone, an outspoken critic of the COVID-19 vaccine and countermeasures, on August 19th, filed a lawsuit against the newspaper owned by Jeff Bezos in U.S. District Court in the Western District, U.S. District Court in the Western District of Virginia. Malone's defamation claim arises from a January 24th article by the Washington Post. A vaccine scientist's discredited claims have bolstered the movement of misinformation. So again, it's the old pot calling the kettle black. The guys that are dishing out the information, anybody that comes up with the truth is branded and, you know, and name calling and, I know you are, but what am I? And all this crap and using whatever power they have to discredit anybody who challenges the narrative. So, you know, we're all misinformation, but I think people are not buying it anymore. And I think this was a huge miscalculation by the FBI in Florida because it's like, wait a minute. hold on a second. You know, the FBI's, you know, they're going after Trump after there was no collusion, the 2-year investigation.
Again, yeah. You know, everything.
Everything. There's nothing. There is no there. And yet we're just going to keep doing it anyway because, it's the right thing for the country. No, it's the right thing for the guys in power. And then you see Strzok on TV. That guy.
Here's anyway. One for you.
Well, we're at the end. So hurry up.
IRS starts comprehensive review of safety, security at its 600 facilities.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Yeah, not that there would be any problem with misinformation or false social media postings or any of them looking. Not the IRS would be dealing with any of that.
Well, they've never done anything wrong before.
No,
like
I'm just
Tea
saying.
Party groups and lost in court because of it. Anyway, we're at the end. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Till next time.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.